WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Level Up Daily. You know, I was thinking about something the other day. How often do we just say yes to everything? It's like we're programmed to overcommit, constantly trying to please everyone around us. But let me tell you, honey, saying yes all the time can be a total energy drain. That's why today's episode is all about setting healthy boundaries with others, because sometimes the bravest thing you can do is say no. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Isn't that like being rude or selfish? Absolutely not. Think of boundaries as your personal protective gear. They help you define who you are, what you value, and what you're willing to tolerate. It's about taking care of yourself first so you can show up as the best version of you for everyone else. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and ready to set those boundaries like a boss. First things first, self-awareness is everything. Seriously, get to know yourself inside and out. Figure out your values, your limits, and what makes you feel drained or uncomfortable. Are there certain situations or types of people that consistently leave you feeling depleted? Once you understand yourself better, setting boundaries becomes so much easier. Second, communication is key. It might seem a little intimidating at first, but honestly, clear communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. Don't expect people to read your mind. When it comes to setting boundaries, be direct and honest about what you need. You can say something like, "Hey, I really value our time together, but I need some space this evening to recharge." It's all about being respectful while also protecting your needs. Third, remember that no is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone an explanation or justification for saying no. Sometimes, a simple and polite no thank you is all that's needed. Don't feel pressured to overexplain or apologize. Your time and energy are valuable, and you have the right to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. Fourth, consistency is crucial. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. Stick to them as much as possible, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. The more consistent you are, the clearer your message will be, and the easier it will become for others to respect your boundaries. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can sometimes feel a little awkward or challenging, especially when dealing with people who aren't used to it. Give yourself grace and remember that you're doing something incredibly important for your well-being. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling, the one where you're drained, exhausted, and maybe even a little resentful? Well, I was there just last month. My schedule was packed with commitments, from work projects to social events, and I was saying yes to everything. I felt like I was constantly running on empty, and it was taking a toll on my mental and emotional health. That's when I realized I needed to set some boundaries. I started by politely declining invitations that didn't align with my priorities. I also learned to say no to extra work responsibilities that would have stretched me too thin. It wasn't easy at first, but once I started saying no more often, I felt a huge shift in my energy levels and overall well-being. So remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Alright, beautiful souls, let's recap. We talked about the importance of self-awareness, clear communication, embracing that powerful no, staying consistent with our boundaries, and most importantly, being kind to ourselves throughout the process. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate each small step you take towards protecting your well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. Share in the comments below what's one boundary you're going to start setting today. Let's support each other on this amazing journey of self-discovery and empowerment. And as always, remember to level up every single day. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.